I've written a column for the latest issues, etc. journal titled Closed Communion, Biblical, Historical, Lutheran, and Loving. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Nancy Almodovar writes about her journey from the profound doubt produced by her former Calvinist beliefs to the absolute certainty of Lutheran theology. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to Friday afternoon, the last day of this broadcast week, live this June the 5th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you've never heard of it before, it's a game we like to play with our listeners ending a broadcast week. We've had a lot of guests. We've done a lot of interviews. And over the course of that, we have heard some sound bites, some things that are remarkable that we want our listeners to hear again. Hopefully, when they heard them, they'll go back and listen to the entire interview. We've got four sound bites to play for you. After we've played those four, your part kicks in. All you have to do after you've listened is give us a call toll-free, 1-877-623-MY-IE, and tell us which of the sound bites you're voting for Soundbite of the Week. It's important that you tell us who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can also email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page where we've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll give away the LPR bundle package. That includes an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Also the tote bag as well. And an Ad Crucem baptismal remembrance. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Mark Wood. We were talking with him about the church coming together again after the virus has passed and after we're allowed to meet again. Here he is on the church and the need to be gathered.
But if you look at the first part of Luther's explanation, he puts it at a personal level. I believe I cannot, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. If the third article explanation stopped there, well, then we could sit at home and watch church on the internet. We could be individual Christians. We could be individual members of the body of Christ scattered around and not belong to one another. But Luther understood the scriptures well enough to not stop there. And he says, in the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ and the one true faith. And you know, the verb that gets added in that collective part of the third article is the word gather. You know, the Holy Spirit is the one gathering us into the church. It's the Holy Spirit who gathers us into the assembly for the divine service. In reality, if we're fighting against gathering, if we're insisting on having our own way and worshiping the way we want to, where we want to, when we want to, how we want to, we're actually resisting the work of the Spirit who gathers us. And so it's a very dangerous thing to go it on our own, to reject the gathering that the Holy Spirit is doing. In fact, it's a fatally dangerous thing in some people's cases.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Mark Wood. The church must be gathered. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller in a conversation we were having with him about the perseverance of the faith and about the need to endure in the course of the Christian life. Not an easy thing to do. Here he is talking about that endurance in the light of that great cloud of witnesses.
It's the ancient idea of a distance race, and it's one of these long-distance races where you're running out in the fields, but then the race finishes around a track in a stadium. And so you got to just think of it, that you're running this race, and this is the picture that the sermon is putting us listeners into. We're running the race, our feet are dragging, there's so much weight that's carrying us down, we don't think we're going to finish. But then all of a sudden you start to hear, as you get closer to the finish line and closer to the stadium, the shouting of all of these people. And as you round the corner, you see there in the stadium all those who have finished the race and gone before you. So there's your parents and your grandparents and the children that died in the Lord's name, and there's your ancestors, and there's the Lutheran, there's the pastor that baptized you, and they're cheering you on. And you look back and you run down a little bit further, and there's the fathers of the church, there's Luther, and there's Ambrose, and there's all the great teachers, and there's Peter and Paul, and they're all cheering, you could keep the faith. And there's David, and there's Moses, and there's Noah, and there's Adam and Eve, and they're all cheering for you. You can do it. Keep the faith. Keep running. And you turn the corner. They're all cheering for you. And you turn the corner, and you see the finish line. And there at the finish line, with his arms spread out, is Jesus. and now you're not tired. Now you're just running. There's nothing holding you back. You're running to fall across the finish line into the arms of Jesus. So this is us, Todd. We're running, and Jesus is there, the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's waiting to catch us as we fall across the finish line.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Great Cloud of Witnesses, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Voted our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can send us a vote via Twitter, @issuesETC, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Glenn Stanton. We were talking about a field hospital that had been set up in Central Park by Samaritan's Purse, and many there in New York were kind of carrying out a smear campaign against this Christian endeavor because they allegedly were going to discriminate against LGBTQ people. None of that happened. Here's Glenn Stanton on the immaturity of homosexual victimhood.
It's very childish because in much in the gay community, like if you don't fully embrace what they're about, it's almost like a six-year-old child who goes, well, then you hate me. You know, can we go get ice cream? No. Well, you hate me. That's kind of what they're about. It is the typical mode of operation to see themselves as nothing but victims. And when you're always in victimhood mode, that is not the direction to empowerment. And that's exactly what we saw here, is that, oh my goodness, we're victims. We're going to be discriminated against by these Christians. And there was just no evidence of that whatsoever. In fact, quite the opposite.
Soundbite number three, Glenn Stanton on the immaturity of homosexual victimhood, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC or an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is next, and after we've played it for you, we're going to take a break. Then we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Peter Bender, talking about the idolatry of comfort in the church.
We live in such a wealthy country. We have furnaces, and we have central air conditioning, and we have all the food we can possibly eat. We live better than kings. We have not assessed how the comforts of this life truly mean more to us than Christ. I think we all should take a trip to the third world in Africa and live in some of these one-room houses with dirt floors and with the threat of malaria, and then you would see what is necessary. I mean, I celebrated the Lord's Supper as a preacher and officiant in all of my visits to Nigeria. And their sanitary conditions are not anywhere near what we have here. We did our best to honor the sacrament and to make things clean. But it was a powerful thing that I, from the United States, a white man pastor, would celebrate the Lord's Supper and drink from the common cup with my black brothers and sisters there in Africa, and was unafraid to do so, and would consume the remaining elements at the conclusion of the Lord's Supper after everyone else had partaken. I mean, they were partaking of the Lord's Supper during the recent plagues of the last decade there, and doing so without fear. And I think we need to have a little bit more of that rhetoric, a little bit more pushing back against this quick acquiescence and shuttering ourselves away as if Christ's word and sacrament really aren't the one thing needful and really can't keep us safe.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender on the idolatry of comfort in the church. If you'd like to vote for that one, our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Mark Wood on The Church Must Be Gathered? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Great Cloud of Witnesses? Soundbite number three, Glenn Stanton on the immaturity of homosexual victimhood? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender on the idolatry of comfort in the church?
Our life together as the church after COVID-19 will bring new challenges. For example, we might be tempted to skip the regular gathering of God's people because we're more comfortable streaming it on Facebook instead. May it not be. Join the Reverend Dr. Mark Wood as he explores this theme in his article for the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness titled, Gathering Again, It Will Not Be the Same. Subscribe at cph.org/witness, The Lutheran Witness, Interpreting the Contemporary World from a Lutheran Perspective, cph.org/witness.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Expert guests. Expansive topics. Extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union serves the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community with car and personal loans, mortgages, credit cards, checking and savings accounts. Lutheran FCU supports LCMS organizations with its Spotlight Ministry program, and Lutheran Federal Credit Union allows you to make purchases with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay using your digital wallet. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you. Good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. LutheranFCU.org.
The Holy Trinity addresses three important things for the reader.
Dr. Carl Beckwith talking about his book in the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, The Holy Trinity.
It explains the difficulties we face in confessing the Trinity in our world today. It shows how Scripture carefully and decisively presents the Trinity, and it rehearses the sound pattern of words used by the Church to clarify and defend the witness of Scripture.
Learn more about the Holy Trinity at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Live this Friday afternoon, June the 5th, phone call voters get to vote first for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote at @IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. Let's go first to Chet, who listens in East St. Louis. Hi, Chet.
Hello there, Pastor Todd. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
Well, since you put me on the line, I guess I have to vote. I'm torn between soundbite number one and Pastor Bender because, you know, all of your soundbites today are just great because they're also pertinent. But Pastor Bender, it's his assessment of how materialistic we are in society and even in the church sometimes today is very much accurate and something we need to consider. But actually, Pastor Todd, I called to put in a plug for you. Your comments about the only way humanity can be one in Christ was outstanding. I credit you that as being the soundbite of the decade, maybe the century. And yeah, we should put in a plug. Give you soundbite of the year for those comments you made. I was just tuned in after your first segment. I don't know what the discussion of the first segment was about, But your comments were so outstanding about the only way we can be one is human, as the human race in Christ. That was superb. I just wanted you to know that.
Well, Chet, thank you very much. I'm very happy to hear you appreciated that. And thanks for listening in East St. Louis. Let's see what David has to say in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, David.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'm voting for soundbite number two. And it brings to mind a reference I heard to Wilhelm Meyer one time about the sermon. About the liturgical service, that Wilhelm Meyer says it's like two mountains. And so you come to the first one, and you and everybody else on heaven and on earth are being brought together for this hearing of the word. And just as you think that's going to be, again, this is paraphrasing, but just as you think you're hearing the pastor, your pastor's voice, you're spurred on to the higher mountain even than that, that being the Lord's Supper. And so as you are communing with hosts of angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven, you are being spurred on to your, in your faith, and your trust in Jesus with all the church on earth and in heaven. Thank you.
David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Vicki in Eureka Springs, Arkansas says, soundbite number two, Pastor Wolf Miller has a gift of painting that picture for me. Oh, how wonderful that will be. Gabriel says, warm and blessed greetings from Denmark, Europe's oldest kingdom. I will be voting for Pastor Mark Wood's soundbite about the importance of the gathering together in the church and the third article of the creed. The reason I vote for this is because 6 years ago, when I was fighting and won against thyroid cancer in the hospital, and the third article kept coming up in my mind repeatedly and comforting me in my pain, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. How wonderful to be part of a gathering church community where we say the creed every Sunday and hear the comforting words it offers us from God's Word, the Bible. Gabriel, thank you for your vote. Meg listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Meg says, I listen to each of them at least a few times, so it was difficult for me to vote, but I think my vote this week is for Pastor Peter Bender. I always appreciate his insights, and this time it was just as impactful to truly see what is necessary, so much to take from his words. Meg, thank you for listening there. Pat listens in Cleveland, Ohio. Pat says, I listen to all of them, and I vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's comments as soundbite of the week because it lifted me up out of the issues and concerns of this world and reminded me of the glory of God yet to come. Pat, thank you very much for listening in Ohio. I think we all agree with that. Jen in Nairobi, Kenya says, I might even get in time on this one. Pastor Bender, this is something it's so easy to fall into. Jen, thanks for listening in Kenya. In India, Roger listens in Nagercoil. I vote for Pastor Brian Wolf Miller because in this pandemic situation, churches were closed, no sacraments, no sermons, and no hope. People need a faith to run toward God. All apostles cheering for me to run is the most comforting words for me and to the world. Roger, thanks for listening there in India. Jeremy listens in Kansas City. Jeremy says he's voting for Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. There is a need for endurance, perseverance in life, regardless of health crises, civil unrest, and strife. The church cheers on her people, keeping us focused on what the Lord has in store for us in the joy of paradise. The saints who have followed after the Lord and are now at rest are the very ones encouraging us to cling to Jesus. No matter how fast we move, how slow we crawl, the Lord himself has given us support through his church. Very well said, Jeremy. Thank you very much. Jane listens in Canada. Jane says, I vote for Pastor Wolf Miller. Unfortunately, my dad passed away during this time of COVID, and we were only allowed a small burial service. Grief has been hard to process, but this image that the pastor depicts is so beautiful, especially because my dad used to run road races. This clear image provides comfort. It reminds me that Luther often spoke of understanding through images that can be grasped by faith. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Jane. Jack listens in Lancaster, Ohio. The title Idolatry of Comfort in the Church caused concern when I saw it, but hearing this, Bender is spot on. Christ cares for his church and blesses in word and sacrament. His word does not return void. He will never hurt his flock. Yes, we need to push back and proclaim Christ's love and care for us as we receive his gifts. May Christ topple this idol so that he is glorified and his people may have total confidence in him and his gifts. Jack, thanks for listening in Ohio. Carmen listens in Raleigh, North Carolina. These are tough ones this week. Yikes. All of them are spot on. I do cast my vote for Dr. Mark Wood. We do need to gather as a church. What was needful when we started the pandemic months ago, because we didn't know, is probably not as essential now if we do what those in the medical world say will help keep us safe. We have had so much gloom and doom, and for some states, there were government mandates that kept us home. Now, with many of those lifting, we do need to be together, as Luther stated, and as Dr. Wood restated. Elizabeth listens in Columbus, Ohio. Elizabeth says, I vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the great cloud of witnesses. What a beautiful picture painted in the mind's eye of rounding the corner and finishing the race by falling into the open arms of Christ. Riley is in Spokane, Washington. Greetings, Todd and Jeff. I'm casting my vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender, on the idolatry of comfort. It is striking that even while churches close, we never want for our comforts. It would be rare that we parishioners would give up our cable, get a cheaper car, or, as the first believers did, sell assets to keep one thing needful. I know I would be hesitant to do so. We in Washington State are now given an arbitrary order against our assembling, and specifically against the chalice, in order to avoid penalties, including the loss of license and as a nonprofit. I find it to be the height of abomination that we are not able to kneel before our God and partake together of him, but we are required to kneel dispersed before the whims of our tyrant in Olympia. But let it happen. It is nothing like the sufferings of Christians in other countries, but thanks be to God, he has deemed us worthy of just a little persecution, so we may return our focus to what is most needful. Thank you very much. That great thoughts, Riley. Steve in Port Washington, Wisconsin says, I will vote for soundbite number 1, Dr. Mark Wood. I wish I would have heard this before our Monday night Board of Elders meeting, as we had a long discussion on this very topic. It is becoming so very evident that we as a church body will have to work hard alongside the Holy Spirit to get our members back into God's house, always remembering who is doing the gathering. As always, great content. Steve, thank you, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Tara says, I'd like to cast my vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite this week on the great cloud of witnesses that greet us at the end of our earthly race and ultimately falling into the arms of Jesus. He does such a good job of painting pictures with words and sharing his excitement. It keeps our eyes in the right place, on Jesus. Gloria listens in Indianapolis. Dr. Mark Wood is her vote. Gloria says, they were all thought-provoking sound bites, but his hits home a bit more. We've been struggling with going back to physical church now that our congregation is slowly opening up again. We have actually appreciated online. You can eat, knit, walk around, and do other non-church-like behaviors. It was good to get a reminder from Martin Luther via Dr. Wood about the real reason we gather in his name. John listens in Toledo, Ohio, and he says he liked Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite because it was inspiring, without bitterness, scripturally accurate, and joyful. John, thank you for your vote. Jen says, my vote is for Pastor Wolf Miller's description of the great cloud of witnesses. The description is the same scene at the end of A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World, and it brought me to tears. Yeah, he was working from his book. That's a great book, by the way, Jen. Scott in Fort Wayne says, Pastor Bender made some excellent points in his soundbite. I've heard similar remarks on your show from Dr. Lawrence Rasch, but my vote goes to Pastor Wolf Miller. I first heard this, I think, last fall in a series by Pastor Wolf Miller. Then it was also in his book, A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World. It is such a beautiful picture of the cloud of witnesses found in Hebrews chapter 12. It helps me to one day look forward to crossing that finish line and getting my crown of life, Revelation 2:10, my confirmation verse. My vote is for soundbite number 2, Pastor Wolf Miller. William listens in Wisconsin. William says, I vote for soundbite number one. It was the closest to the Great Commission, not neglecting the gathering of ourselves. Pamela listens in Centerpoint, Iowa, and she says, I vote for Peter Bender. I like what he has to say about getting back to taking communion. Communion is a union of people receiving the Lord's Supper. I have always taken the common cup and continue to do so. I don't think we should worry about getting the virus, since that is God's job to worry about us. Pamela, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Iowa. Well, according to your votes on this Friday afternoon, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Great Cloud of Witnesses.
It's the ancient idea of a distance race, and it's one of these long-distance races where you're running out in the fields, but then the race finishes around a track in a stadium. And so you got to just think of it, that you're running this race, and this is the picture that the sermon is putting us listeners into. We're running the race, our feet are dragging, there's so much weight that's carrying us down, we don't think we're going to finish. But then all of a sudden you start to hear, as you get closer to the finish line and closer to the stadium, the shouting of all of these people. And as you round the corner, you see there in the stadium all those who have finished the race and gone before you. So there's your parents and your grandparents and the children that died in the Lord's name, and there's your ancestors, and there's the Lutheran, there's the pastor that baptized you, and they're cheering you on. And you look back and you run down a little bit further, and there's the fathers of the church, there's Luther, and there's Ambrose, and there's all the great teachers, and there's Peter and Paul, and they're all cheering, you could keep the faith. And there's David, and there's Moses, and there's Noah, and there's Adam and Eve, and they're all cheering for you. You can do it. Keep the faith. Keep running. And you turn the corner. They're all cheering for you. And you turn the corner, and you see the finish line. And there at the finish line, with his arms spread out, is Jesus. and now you're not tired. Now you're just running. There's nothing holding you back. You're running to fall across the finish line into the arms of Jesus. So this is us, Todd. We're running, and Jesus is there, the author and the finisher of our faith, and he's waiting to catch us as we fall across the finish line.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on The Great Cloud of Witnesses. The LPR bundle package goes to Jane in Canada. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU serves the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community with home and car loans, checking and savings accounts, debit and credit cards. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of James. We'll discuss gentleness in the Bible with Pastor Will Whedon, and we'll continue our Lutheran Catechesis series talking with Pastor Peter Bender about the examination of communicants and closed communion. I think that's precisely what the Apostle is writing about there in Holy Scripture, this race that was set before us. And we run it with perseverance, just like Christ, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of God. There he is. That is the finish line. Christ himself waiting for us, with us, running this race with us, and on our behalf. And that great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.